Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover God's instruction to Gideon to gather 300 men and their trust in God's power, despite the overwhelming odds they faced. Today's Bible verses are from Judges chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. The Lord said to Gideon, "By means of the 300 who lapped up the water, I will save you and deliver Midian into your power. So let all the other soldiers go home." They took up such supplies as the soldiers had with them, as well as their horns, and Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept the 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley.
Today we're going to dive into the story of Gideon from the book of Judges. It's a captivating tale of trust, deliverance, and the overwhelming power of God. You see, during Gideon's time, Israel was going through a pretty rough patch. Idolatry was running rampant, and as a consequence, the Lord allowed the Israelites to be oppressed by the Midianites for a whopping 7 years. Imagine that. But finally, the people had enough and cried out to God for help. Now enter Gideon. He was called by God to be a deliverer, but honestly, he wasn't exactly filled with confidence at first. He needed some convincing, so God graciously demonstrated his power and faithfulness to Gideon, ultimately leaving him with no other choice but to trust him. You see, friends, when we're at our weakest, God loves to step in and display his strength. He thrives on revealing his power when we acknowledge our limitations. And let me tell you, Gideon and his men were up against some overwhelming odds. I mean, seriously daunting odds. But even in the face of these overwhelming odds, God had a plan up his sleeve. He instructed Gideon to gather an army, but here's the kicker. It wouldn't be your usual large-scale army. Oh no, God had a different approach in mind. He told Gideon to assemble an army of just 300 men, 300 against the mighty Midianite army. It may have seemed absolutely wild to anyone else, but Gideon knew that when God was in the equation, anything was possible. So Gideon faithfully followed God's instructions. He gathered his 300 men, equipped them with whatever supplies they had, including their horns, and sent the rest of the Israelites back to their tents. The camp of the Midianites lay below them in the valley, unaware of what was about to unfold. Can you imagine the mix of emotions Gideon and his small band of warriors must have felt? Fear, uncertainty, but above all, an unwavering trust in God. They were about to witness the true extent of his power and faithfulness. And that's where we'll leave it for now. The stage is set, and Gideon and his men are ready to face the mighty Midianite army. Will their trust in God be rewarded? What astonishing events are about to take place on that fateful day? These questions hang in the air, inviting us to reflect on the message in Gideon's story. You see, when we find ourselves in dire circumstances, when everything seems hopeless and the odds are stacked against us, it's easy to lose hope and give in to fear. But here's the beautiful truth. That's precisely when God can reveal his strength in the most remarkable ways. So let's follow Gideon's example and put our trust in him, fully knowing that he can overwhelm any odds, no matter how insurmountable they may seem. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we'll witness the astonishing unfoldings in Gideon's story. Will the 300 men emerge victorious? Will they witness God's faithfulness in action? Join us as we continue this incredible journey of trust, deliverance, and the overwhelming power of God.
Let's close with this prayer. Loving Father, as we delve into the story of Gideon and his remarkable journey of trust and deliverance, we are reminded of your unwavering power and faithfulness. In the face of overwhelming odds, you revealed your strength, guiding Gideon and his small band of warriors. Lord, we acknowledge that there are times when we too face daunting challenges, when fear and uncertainty threaten to overwhelm us. Yet, like Gideon, help us to trust in your power and your plan. Give us the courage to step forward in faith, knowing that you are always with us, ready to reveal your strength in our weakness. As we reflect on Gideon's story, may it inspire us to hold fast to our faith in you, even when the odds seem insurmountable. Grant us the grace to trust in your promises and your provision, knowing that you can overcome any obstacle in our path. Guide us, Lord, as we journey forward, and may the lessons from Gideon's story deepen our faith and strengthen our resolve to follow you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing in this reflection on the story of Gideon. May the lessons we've drawn from his journey of trust and deliverance continue to inspire and guide us in our own lives. As we face our own challenges and uncertainties, may we remember the unwavering power and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Just as he guided Gideon through overwhelming odds, may he also guide us, granting us courage and strength to trust in his plan. May we walk forward in faith, holding fast to the assurance that God is always with us, ready to reveal his strength in our weakness. May the story of Gideon serve as a reminder of the incredible things that can happen when we trust in God's promises and provision. May God's blessings be upon you as you journey onward, deepening your faith and following him wholeheartedly.